prayer that must have a canon behind it better never be uttered. Forgiveness ought not to go in partnership with shot and shell. Love need not carry knives and revolvers. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful week.
I am back.
And Amy's back with us, and she probably had a wonderful 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, sure. It was a good little vacation, I'll say that.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could have gone.
Sorry, Charlie.
But I had fun here instead.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, some of you may have noticed that we're in a new space.
And it might sound a bit echoey. Not my fault. That would be his.
I am the sound guy, and I didn't finish my sounding.
Well, it doesn't help. This room that we're in now is empty, and it's big and hollow.
So, if we have an echo this week, very sorry. I'll try and get it out in post.
Yeah, well, if not, he has to work on it.
Well, maybe by next week I'll have some stuff up on the walls.
It depends on how the week goes, because my God, has it been crazy lately.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, on with the show, please.
Yeah, on with the show, which means on with the Twitters.
Twitters.
We have just a few this week.
Okay.
So we have Constance Wellborn,
mm-hmm.
Triple M, Emma Magnuson, and Rob Schreck.
Four today?
Four.
No, this week. They're all very appreciated, high numbers and low numbers.
Yes, all our Twitter followers are very appreciated.
Very much
especially
so.
If they can deal with me on one of my rant days.
Okay, if you say so. Those,
not my Twitter followers, no.
Okay.
So.
Is that a Twitter thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, because I wasn't getting them. I'm like, what are you talking about? But okay.
Yeah, they'll know.
Yeah. Well, that's your thing.
That's what happens when you get banned for 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's your thing, not mine. So.
I know. Anyway.
Have fun with that.
Last week, we had Tom Smith from Secular Radio on the show.
That is correct.
I think that went rather well.
Yeah, I haven't listened to
it. You never listened to it.
I don't really listen to the show, so. I figure I'm here recording it. What do I need to listen for?
All right, fine, whatever.
But. Even though I wasn't on that show, I just don't listen to it. I don't know what my deal is, but
I don't know either. Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks, Tom, for being on the show, and we'll look forward to having him back sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
Well, with all three of us, maybe. Who knows?
Perhaps. We'll have to see.
Anyway, I have news.
Okie dokie.
Bibles are now textbooks in Kentucky schools.
Like public schools?
Yes.
That's crap.
Public schools in Kentucky can soon teach reading, writing, and the Book of Revelations.
Seriously?
At the Capitol on Tuesday, Governor Matt Bevin gave his public amen to a bill allowing Bible courses in public schools.
What is going on lately? I am hearing more and more things along these lines with they're starting to allow crap that was never allowed before. It's like it's totally out the window now.
Right. Normally, a bill signing doesn't open with a prayer, but in this case, it may have been appropriate for once. At a ceremony in Capitol Rotunda, Bevin signed House Bill 128, which allows public schools to teach courses on the Bible.
Okay, now let me get this straight. Is this an elective? Is this being put in with...
It is an elective.
Okay, so you could choose to go and do this.
Right.
Well, that's better.
Well...
It's still wrong.
Kind of better.
It's still extremely wrong because you're crossing some serious lines there.
The bill sponsor says that they need to understand the role the Bible played in American history.
Okay, that's a fine line. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a totally fine line.
And here's where he crosses that line.
Okay.
It really did set the foundation that our founding fathers used to develop documents like the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, said Representative D.J. Johnson. All those came from the principles of the Bible.
Okay, so one of my issues that I have is the fact that why do they keep taking the founding fathers and their Bible constitution crap? Because they did not make the constitution based on their Bible beliefs.
Exactly.
That was the whole point of why they came up with the
constitution. They wanted a secular government. There's nowhere in the constitution that mentioned Jesus, Bible, God, anything like that.
Exactly. The whole point was to keep it separate so they weren't told how to believe or the government wasn't influenced by other beliefs. That was the point of it, you know?
Right. Well, the bill, which easily passed, gives local school boards the option of developing a Bible literacy class as part of their social studies curriculum. Really, I don't think you need to understand the Bible.
So this is in social studies?
Yeah, social studies.
Well, that was my question before. Is this an elective is this part of a required class?
It's still in an elective. It's a social studies elective. As opposed
So instead of taking actual social studies, they can go and take this class instead.
Right.
So this being in Kentucky, most kids go to church. This is an easy A, skip the U.S. part of it. Right. Or, you know, your regular
psychology
history,
or whatever.
Whatever. You know, skip the part that we actually need to function in society and go with this fictional crap. That's an easy A that I already do on my personal weekends anyways.
Right. Well, the ACLU of Kentucky said it's concerned on how the law might be used in schools. So am I.
Yeah.
And they say the Bible literacy bill that on its face may not appear to be unconstitutional could in fact become unconstitutional in its implementation.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on. That's easy. Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, all you gotta do, what this is about.
All you got to do is slip in one require. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because you know it will come to that.
Some school
this
districts
will now be required to graduate.
Some school district's going to throw that in there. It's a given.
Of course it is. The fact that it was even allowed in public schools is the first step to a really bad direction.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is separation in church and state. Religion does not belong in public schools. Any religion. I don't care what religion it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does not go in public schools.
Unless they're going to give classes in Islamic literacy, literacy,
exactly.
In Hindu literacy.
If they want to call it a religious class or, you know, something where they learn all religion,
yeah,
this isn't one.
Comparative religion.
Yeah, exactly. That I could grasp that as an elective, of course. I mean, but not when it's one freaking, you know, religion. This is the first step to downhill.
This is the first step to an easy theocracy.
Well, if you've noticed everything in our society lately, they're taking little baby steps here and there. Now they're allowing this here and now they're allowing this there. And I've been seeing more and more of it lately. And it's like kind of freaky scary. I mean, they're just going to basically throw out the Constitution and say, screw you. This is what it is. This is what I say it's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this country is like turning into some other country that you've never lived in before.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah. Speaking of scary, Jesus is also a really bad co-pilot.
It's an interesting segue.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Florida woman who ran a stop sign and drove into a house was taken to the hospital for evaluation after she told the cops she had been praying with her eyes closed at the time of the crash. Which gives new meaning to Jesus take the wheel.
Oh, wow. Does it ever.
I tried to find out what she was praying about.
And why when she was driving?
I don't know.
What's the point? I think she really did want to test the Jesus take the wheel theory.
Maybe. I don't know. This is insane. Why would you pray? And I mean, is it hands-free prayer?
Well, and what I don't understand, why does she have to close her eyes? Be praying while you're driving.
Yeah, there's
no
pray
in your head.
There's
while
no
you're
requirement
driving.
That I can remember says you have to close your eyes to pray.
No.
But seriously, you're
and
driving.
And as far as I understood, you also don't technically have to go to church because doesn't God hear your prayers everywhere you're at, no matter where?
Yeah, technically.
I mean, that's, you know.
That's the whole point of being omnipotent.
Well, exactly. So she was praying while she was in her car, fine. But to close your eyes is moronic.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
Well, Florida woman should give you an idea there.
Hey, I lived in Florida. Don't. Knock it.
Sure.
There's a lot of things to knock, but anyways, what I don't understand, the one thing I got out of this, they took her to the hospital for an evaluation after what she said she did, meaning they're thinking she's crazy.
Yeah.
So therefore, I find it interesting if you're talking to God or something like that, they kind of think you're nuts. But then everyone's out there saying you need to pray and, you know, hope for the people to survive this horrific apartment fire and shit like that. But yet if you're talking to God and you say you talk to God, they also call you crazy at the same time.
Unless you're a multimillionaire televangelist. Then they give
then
you money.
Pay you for it.
Then they pay you to talk to God.
But seriously, and then they believe that crap.
Yeah.
That's something I don't understand ever.
I never will.
Even when I did go to church, I never understood that. So, and the talking in tongues thing? Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I've never been through that.
No.
This just shows the I don't know, the idiocy of some people's level of belief. And it's insane that you would close your eyes while driving.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's one thing to have whatever level of belief that they have, but to close your damn eyes, because it's not going to change the empowerment of your prayer. So what was the point of at least pull the hell over and close your eyes and pray?
It's like with a cell phone. There's a hands-free policy. Should be an eyes-open policy for prayer. Florida,
well, most people don't think you have to have an eyes-open policy while you drive a car.
Florida needs a new law, eyes-open policy for prayer. It'll save this from happening again.
Now, see, that sounds like something they would need in, like, Kentucky or something like that.
Florida.
Texas.
All right. Legislatures, get on it. I need an eyes-open prayer rule. While driving.
Yeah, a rule. Law.
All right.
Anyways, that's enough of that crap.
Hasn't God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster "In God We Trust" on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an "In God We Trust" decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
He has such a soothing voice, doesn't he?
He does. He certainly does.
He's so awesome.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
Not soothing voice.
Okay.
Christian activist claims gays are raping the rainbow.
What the F is that? All right. I read this title and I was rolling.
Okay. So, Christian activist Lydna Harvey wants to trademark the rainbow to prevent it from being raped by gays and lesbians.
Oh, bull crap.
In a recent column for the WorldNet Daily, Harvey wonders, can we trademark the rainbow? While complaining that the sweet rainbow image has been violated and raped by homosexual sin.
What the F is wrong with that lady? Holy crap.
So I was going to sit through the hour-long speech.
Oh.
And pull out the audio, but no. I'm not even for this show.
And
no.
Where was she doing this speech?
I'm not real
like
sure.
At some convention thing or what?
No, not even for this show will I sit through that sort of crap.
You usually did.
I can sit through the most boring and most inane city council session for 6 hours, but I can't sit through this woman.
You know, I find it very offensive. Not only, obviously, of course, her what she's saying, but for me, as a child of the 70s and 80s, everything to me was rainbows. Before the whole movement, you know, with, you know, gays and rainbows and equality.
What had those rainbows?
Huh?
Well, let's talk about what had those rainbows. It was Rainbow Bright. Mm-hmm. It was My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All my
those
favorite.
Those are super inclusive. And, exactly. And in some cases, some could call them gay in some forms.
Well, they called the Teletubbies gay, so right. Why not?
I mean, those were super inclusive, right?
Right. And
the shows were very progressive. They were very
liberal.
Which
is how the rainbow, you right. know, kind of coincides with it because, you know, multicolored, all accepting. And for me, you know, the 70s and 80s were, I mean, my God, I had rainbow sheets. I mean, it was the 80s and the 70s. They had these great big giant rainbows.
Everything.
And you had a shirt that had a rainbow across the whole thing, all the way from your arm to your other arm.
Yeah, I know. I remember those.
I had all of that. And to me, rainbows have been around forever. So what is her deal with the rainbow thing? And can we trademark it? I mean, what is that?
All right. So let's get into some of what she said.
Okay, fine.
The sweet rainbow image has been violated and raped by the deluded and fraudulent. And it now serves too often as garish signposts for slavery to grave homosexual sin.
What the hell?
I'm not done. From shameful pride parades to hats, t-shirts, wristbands, and buttons sold at Target or Walmart, sexual deviance is being colorfully and arrogantly proclaimed from America's rooftops.
This lady's got some issues.
The rainbow's current use by sexual anarchists turns hope into a license for sin. Rainbow-adorned clergy You're in for some hot eternal times unless repentance comes along soon.
Wow, she's got some issues.
She has some issues.
Thinks she's doing this great holy work by saving the rainbow.
Save the rainbow. She needs to talk to Skittles.
There you go. I'm surprised she's not going off on Skittles.
Oh, she would be.
I mean, truly, this is retarded.
Yeah.
It's really retarded.
So she's a big believer in supposed gay agenda, frequently claims that public schools are, quote, training our children to become homosexuals.
Okay, she's starting to sound like a closet girl.
I don't know what school she's been to, but my kids didn't turn into homosexuals.
Well, either if they did, they're not teaching that in school. That's not how it works.
That's true.
What is that? I mean, she thinks like it's like if you touch a fountain or something, you're going to become homosexual or something.
Yeah, they do. Some of them do.
I don't understand that.
They think it's catching.
Like it's a disease or it's something you can get rid of. And the fact that she thinks she has to... So basically, in her opinion, anytime there's a rainbow displayed anywhere, it's for gay pride.
No, she knows that there is a difference between a rainbow put on by somebody else and gay pride rainbows. But right now, pretty much everything rainbow is associated with gay pride.
Well, that's what she's basically saying. Especially
in the month of June, which is Gay Pride Month.
Right.
So she's just going all off on that because there's rainbows everywhere.
That makes no. I mean, I don't understand. Even if the rainbow she sees is for gay pride, what is her deal?
She hates gays.
And she's apparently frightened for the rainbows.
Yes. Well, she does have a suggestion for them.
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
She says an important and appropriate rainbow for the LGBTQ sin identity front would look very different, featuring colors like brown, puce, mauve, gray,
mauve,
gray, and black. Lots and lots of black. Depressing, uninspiring, empty, leading nowhere, Satan's banner.
Satan's banner. Holy moly. You know, technically, that's an opinion, by the way, on those colors.
Oh, yeah, I know. Some people...
Because some people think that's depressing, others don't.
There's
mauve is a very pretty color, by the way.
There's a lot of people that enjoy wearing gray and black.
Like our kids who wouldn't get out of black.
And still won't.
Oh, it's funny how our one daughter said... Our one daughter said, oh, I could do color. This one's gray.
Yeah. What color is puce?
I forget what puce is.
It doesn't sound very inspiring.
You could look it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to look it up.
Well, the name isn't exactly friendly, but I honestly don't remember. It escaped my head. But either way, I mean, why can't she, like, go make her rainbow something else?
I agree.
Why does other people or have to make their...
Why can't she just share the rainbow? Seriously.
Listen to Skittles.
Skittles, I want to get paid for this.
That taste the rainbow, though, not share care. The rainbow.
They had to share the rainbow.
Did they have
on the big bags?
Yeah, they had to share the rainbow, yeah.
On the big bags, yes.
But yeah, what is her deal? If she doesn't like it, then she should go make up her new rainbow.
Maybe she needs a black rainbow.
She needs to pick different colors or something. I don't understand. This is what her energy is into.
Yeah.
The saving the rainbow, basically.
Well, anti-gay.
In her opinion.
Yeah, anti-gay. That's what her
saving it from the sinners.
Yeah, saving the rainbow. Because God created the rainbow, remember?
And here's another question. What is the deal if you equate the rainbow to gay rights, right? What difference does that make for her?
Because God created the rainbow as part of the covenant that he won't destroy the earth again with a flood.
But... why can't she see her rainbow as her rainbow and gay activists see it as for their rainbow?
Because
I don't understand
gays
that.
Aren't allowed by the Bible. Rainbow was made in the Bible. So therefore, they can't have the rainbow. it's so easy.
It's so effing stupid. Oh, my God. That this is even a conversation. This is stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
And her use of words I find extremely offensive, by the way.
Well, yeah.
I mean, damn. She needs some kind of therapy.
I agree.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I still like what he says. I would never be a Potter Award winner, but I could so agree with that sometimes. Truly.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way.
Yeah, because people really piss me off a lot.
Anyway, speaking of people who piss you off, this one's going to work well.
Okay.
This week's Mr. Potter Award goes to the Arkansas Senator Jason Rapiert. Rapiert. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, okay.
Rapiert. I don't know. I want to call him Rapiert.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
But it's probably Rapier.
Either. Might not be that either. Either way, have you noticed how we're in Arkansas a lot?
Yeah, well, Arkansas is a crazy place.
There was something that went on in Arkansas recently that I was floored at, but that's a whole nother story, so go ahead.
Okay. Last week, he happily presided over the installment of the new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol.
Oh, maybe this is what I was thinking
of. More than likely.
Yeah.
He also wrote the bill that he says allows the monument to be in place. He cites an old Supreme Court case to justify his assertion.
That's right. I'm the one that told you to go check this out.
You finally came up with a story.
Yeah, I'm the one that...
Too bad I'm about 3 hours ahead of you on that one.
I saw this one first. I just didn't do a damn thing with it.
You didn't.
No. I most certainly did.
No. Okay, fine, whatever.
To you. Anyways.
And that case would be the 2005 Van Orden versus Perry case, which addressed existing religious monuments and those that were part of a larger inclusive display.
Okay.
So, Texas, the Ten Commandments monument was deemed allowed to stay because there were other non-religious monuments around it, and it had been there for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, got it.
However, that case doesn't apply here.
Well, they think it did.
Yeah. There are no other displays in this new installation.
Nope.
And the case he should be quoting is another 2005 case that addresses new instances without other displays.
Oh, okay.
The Macquarie County versus ACLU...
Oh, okay.
Held that a display that had no secular purpose and stands in isolation does violate the Establishment Clause when the Lemon Test is applied. That's Lemon versus Kurtzman, the three-prong test to find out if government inclusion in religion is unconstitutional. Look it up.
Okay, sure.
Lemon Test.
Okay, sure.
It is obvious by omitting this pertinent information, Rapiert is just cherry-picking cases he thinks supports his religious case.
Well, obviously.
Right. But that Ten Commandments monument...
Can't talk worth the crap.
Wow, it started already.
Yeah.
Did not last very long. Less than 24 hours later, a Christian...
I thought that was so interesting.
Ran
Sorry.
Into it with his Dodge Dart and destroyed it.
I thought that was so interesting.
That a Christian ran into it.
Well, one, that a Christian ran into it, but it was kind of hilarious... that it was destroyed less than 24 hours after they put it up. Now, I so do not condone destroying property. That's not how you get the job done. You get it taken down legally so it's permanent because they're just going to put up another one. But the fact that he rammed his truck and it was hysterical.
Well,
and then to find out it was a Christian that actually did it. I'm like,
well,
wow.
There's one more little twist to that story.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. One more little twist to that one.
Okay.
It's the same guy that ran into the one in Oklahoma.
No kidding.
Yeah. Same guy.
So he drove. He's driving all over. You put it up, I'm going to knock it down.
He's from Arkansas. He believes.
Well, that one was just
he
close
believes
to home.
He's a Christian, and he's a very devout Christian, but he believes that separation of church state is very important.
Right. It's okay. Not just an atheistic or secular aspect to that.
Well,
I mean,
it
has a purpose.
Not according to Mr. Rapier.
Oh, I was going to call him Mr. Potter.
Mr. Rapiert, whatever his name is. Because yeah. I have some audio on him, and let's have a listen.
All right, all right.
The people that attack this try to do that basically coming from, again, a religious perspective, in this case, an atheist perspective. So what are we going to do? Are we going to have them tear up the Declaration of Independence because it calls on divine providence? Are you going to have it torn up where it says that we are endowed by our creator? Or do you want to go down and tear down the God we trust inscriptions in the House chamber, in the Senate chamber of this building?
Yes.
Do you want to rip up the Pledge of Allegiance because we say we're one nation under God?
Nope, put it back.
The problem is that we have some people in this nation that have decided that the values of America and our traditions and our history, they don't like it anymore. And they have decided that rather than understand we live in a pluralistic society which happens to have majority rule, and there are things that we value that we have as a part of our society, they've decided, no, that's not good enough. They're going to tear it down. Or they're going to drive to Virginia and shoot a congressman that disagrees with it. it's wrong. We're not going to let the insanity become the norm. We're going to restore law and order in this country, and that's what we should do.
Oh, he is so full of crap.
Oh, I agree. Let's start out with the first statement.
I was going to say, there's several craps in
so
there.
So he said this came from an atheist point of view. No.
No.
This came from a Christian point of view, and that was well known by the time he made this speech.
So he's a fat out liar who just, again, cherry picks.
Right.
And the fact that he talks about, do they want us to rip up the Constitution? Because it talks about the creator or the first thing he said was something
Declaration
about
of Independence.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
For the words divine providence.
Right.
Well, no, because the Declaration of Independence is not a legal document that formed the United States of America. It is a letter to another leader.
Yeah.
Which has zero to do with the actual founding of the United
States. Again, he's just trying to find stuff to support himself, which is stupid. And then the Pledge of Allegiance, no.
Just put it back
the way it was originally written and stop messing with it.
Right.
Because I love how he ignores the fact that that is not how it was always said.
Yeah, they always ignore that. So my favorite part.
He makes it sound like this is it was always such a religious country from
yes,
the get-go.
I know. My favorite part is where he says a pluralistic society where majority rules. That is the most, contradictory statement I've ever heard. A pluralistic society does not have majority rules. A pluralistic society tends to protect the minority from the majority. That's part of how it goes.
Sounds like he's not very bright either.
Oh, he's not.
At least if you don't know what you're saying, don't say it. I'm smart like that. I don't say things I don't understand.
Well, he does not understand Supreme Court cases for real.
But yeah, he makes it sound like, you know, it's this was always a religious country and all these people who are haters need to just back off and let us put it back the way it was. And I love how he said and put back law and order in
law
this country
order, yeah.
And whatnot.
Says a man who can't understand how to write laws that are actually constitutional.
Jesus.
So what is a theocrat to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, start a GoFundMe campaign that would rebuild the monument or at least keep the original one going.
Seriously?
Seriously. That's right, boys and girls. The original GoFundMe for the monument was never shut down, despite the fact that it raised enough money to build the monument it was created to do.
And they kept it going to bring in more money.
Right. And they kept asking for donations all the way up to December 2016, after knowing they had surpassed the original cost by several thousand dollars, and the monument had already been paid for.
That's pretty dishonest. I thought you have to, like, cut it off once you reach your goal or something.
You can just...
Or at least close to it.
You can up your goal. And go and that's the next point.
Okay.
Instead of raising enough money to pay for a single new monument, why not go all the way and ask for enough to build two more besides the replacement?
Wait, like backups or just to put it somewhere else?
I'm not sure. The new goal for the GoFundMe is at $100,000.
That's a bit much.
The original was built and installed for around $25,000.
What's their plan for the rest of that?
And it gets worse. Technically, it should be covered by the guy's car insurance.
Well, that was my next thing. They don't actually have to pay for a damn thing.
Yeah, either the insurance...
Because he has property damage,
either,
his insurance
right,
has to cover for
it. Capital insurance is going to pay for it, or his car insurance has
and
to pay for it.
And technically, they're both insured.
Right.
So
they don't need
a dime of this. They're just trying to get more money.
Yeah.
Dishonestness, again.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, when it comes to people and their religion, a lot of the times, more than not, but not always, they're so goddamn dishonest. It pisses me off. And I can't stand it. They call us the non-moral people bullcrap.
Right.
Oh my God, bullcrap.
Yeah. Not only is he a theocrat, he is also, not surprisingly, a hypocrite and doesn't like being called one.
Surprise, surprise.
He wants the legislature to pass a resolution.
Come on.
Requesting that Congress call a constitutional convention to ban same-sex marriage.
Oh, my God.
His argument is that people of Arkansas voted overwhelmingly in 2004 to ban gay marriage by referendum. He's furious that federal law supersedes the will of the people in the state of Arkansas. Arkansas.
Alcohol. Sorry, that was really funny.
However, he is also proposing a bill that would delay implementation of medical marijuana amendment because he says that's in conflict with federal law classifying marijuana as an illegal
what
drug.
What an ass.
So he doesn't want federal to step in gay marriage. But definitely when it comes to marijuana.
So marijuana, which... Okay, what is people's hang up with marijuana? I mean, I know we're in a state where marijuana is legal, but oh my God, get over it.
Yeah.
There is so much worse crap.
Yeah. In that case, his argument is that the will of the people of the state must be superseded by federal law. So in one case, federal law has to supersede. In other cases,
well, that's what I was going to say. This guy, he's a ridiculous hypocrite, which I'm sorry, they all tend to be when they do laws like this. In one sense, they want the state to run the whole show and keep damn government out of it, blah, blah, blah. And yet, on the other hand, they want freaking federal government, federal assistance, you name it, whatever, when it's necessary for them to get benefits.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I've seen that time and time again.
Well.
And it's a Republican thing, too. I mean, I hate the party system, period.
Right.
But I cannot tell you how many times it's a Republican thing that they tend to do the same thing. You know, keep the damn government out of everything, but if it's going to benefit me, bring it on. You know, it's crap.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still going with the religiousness of it.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Because non-moral aspects of it.
I agree. Remember anyway. When I said he doesn't like being called out as a hypocrite?
Oh, okay, yeah.
KATV reporter Matt Mershon asked, do you not see some hypocrisy? Not exactly a hardball question, really, right?
Oh, will he get punched?
Oh, not quite. He's not from Montana. But Rayford interrupted and became haughty and heated. He said, watch your language with me or we'll stop the interview.
Well, that sounds freaking familiar. That's all I keep hearing.
Yeah. Then when he was asked again, he said, there is no hypocrisy. It's standing up for what you believe in. It's not bigoted to say that a marriage is between a man and a woman.
Oh, my God.
So he can't even understand his own hypocrisy. Well, yeah, it's the sad part about it.
Right. Exactly.
Right. But we're not done with him yet.
All right. Okay.
In 2013, he proposed the most restrictive anti-abortion bill ever.
Okay.
His bill essentially made any abortion after 12 weeks and a heartbeat was detected to be illegal in the state of Arkansas.
Did that pass?
Yeah.
Seriously?
It was so bad, the governor vetoed the bill.
Oh, okay.
But the legislature overrode his veto, making it a law.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Which, the law was thrown out by the Supreme Court in 2016.
Do you know how many women don't always even know they're pregnant by 12 weeks?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
The Supreme Court said that heartbeat and viability are not the same thing. And when it comes to determining the legality of abortions, viability is the standard, not heartbeats.
So let me ask you this. Are there any, I just lost the word in my head, any exemptions or whatever for getting Pat to be able to do that?
I did not get that deep into this bill, but I don't believe I saw any exemptions.
Exemptions, that's what I was looking
for. Yeah, exemptions. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you've got medical reasons.
Right.
You've got rape. You've got several aspects of it that... I was wondering if they have any of those in there.
No, from what I know of this guy, it's probably not in his original bill, but it probably got stuck in there.
All right, stick the baby in him and let me hear how he talks again.
I agree.
Because bullshit.
Yeah. But I've got one more thing for you.
Okay.
During a 2013 Tea Party event, he had the following to say.
Of course.
I've told you one thing that's important tonight. You've got to change the hearts and the minds of the people that live around you. You've got to change the hearts and minds of the people that live around you. You've got to pray. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I wonder sometimes when they invited all the Muslims to come into the White House and have them a little Ramadan supper, when our president could not take the time to go attend a national prayer breakfast. I wonder what he stands for. You know what? They told me that what you say speaks so loudly, what you do speaks so loudly that what you say I cannot hear. I hear you loud and clear, Barack Obama. You don't represent the country that I grew up with. And your values is not going to save us. We're going to try to take this country back for the Lord. We're going to try to take this country back for conservatism. And we're not going to allow minorities to run roughshod over what you people believe in. Here's what I want to leave you with.
Okay.
Okay. What century are we in? Because I think I just went in a time warp.
Yeah.
Is he kidding?
Yeah. So he's claiming that Barack Obama did not attend the prayer breakfast, but had a Ramadan celebration
In place.
Well, not in place.
Or but, it's yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, President Obama did attend a national prayer breakfast in 2012, 2011, 2010, and 2009.
What the hell is he talking about?
Well, he also attended every prayer breakfast that ever was, including when he was a senator.
What the hell is he talking about then?
Right.
And I love how
he's putting out this narrative, and he's putting out a lie, not a narrative, a lie.
Yes, a flat-out lie that he knows is a lie,
has
too.
To know.
Of course he does.
That Obama was a Muslim.
Well, and not only that, did you notice about something about, in the beginning, I forget what it said, it was about bringing it back to a God-fearing country or whatever have you. So, are we going to go with Ra? Are we going to go with Zeus? Who are we going with?
So, there's also one other thing that was weird about this.
Uh-huh.
President Bush held a Ramadan dinner in the White House in 2008 and every other year, all the way back to 2001.
And they didn't ride that train, did they?
But they didn't care because, you know, it was a white guy.
Mm-hmm. White Republican and conservative and right up their alley. But they tend to, it's again the cherry picking. They ignore.
Cherry picking and the lying. This guy's a flat outlier. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Total cherry picking and. You don't see the guy behind the curtain kind of scenario.
Right.
You
He's
know?
Using his position of power to spread his lies.
Oh, that sounds kind of like what we're doing right now in the White House already.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing how everything goes back to Trump.
It's sad how everything comes back to stupid. Yeah. I'm sorry. The man is freaking stupid.
I agree.
Oh, my God. It's an embarrassment, actually, is what it is. It really, truly is. Sorry. I'm going back to Trump. Can't help it.
Yep. But, you know, it's stuff like this that make this guy really and truly Potter worthy.
It's amazing how he basically is saying for the majority who gives a crap what the minority has to say. And it makes me kind of go back to, you know, when slavery was okay, because that was the majority, everybody except, you know, they thought that that was okay as a majority. There was the minority that thought that this is wrong, we should do something about it.
And it was a minority that fixed it.
Yes. And it was a horrible injustice. And just because something is a majority, which, sorry, in this case, it's still not, no matter what he says, that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it okay. You don't ignore the minority.
Our Constitution specifically protects the minority from the tyranny of the majority.
Well, all these dumbasses don't seem to get that message. They think majority rules, and it's only when majority is going along with what their ideals
with
are.
With their majority.
Yes, exactly.
It's their rules,
and
no others.
Right. And
it's
then
not about majority rules.
When it's not the, you know, their ideals, they claim, oh, you're not helping the minority. We're being persecuted. Whine, whine, whine.
Like with gay marriage and with the medical marijuana. He's not going with the majority of people who believe that's fine.
Well, and that's what I mean as far as, like, if it was something for him.
Right.
That benefited him, but it was not the majority census. He would be crying and whining.
Well,
and,
he is.
You know, saying, woe is us minorities, you know, majority really has to, you know, we can't go with just the majority. They flip-flop is where I'm going with
that. Yeah, they're called hypocrites.
Yeah, I know that, but it's...
And which makes them perfect Potter Award winners.
He's an ass.
And he is.
Yes.
And that's all the acting I got for you this week.
Yeah, I'm so done.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!